This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. And presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people.
It's Sunday night. And this is the place to be, WOR 710. This is the Taxi Dave Show. And I'm Taxi Dave. We're here live. This is live radio in the iHeart Radio Studios down in Tribeca, New York. And in the studio with me tonight is JFK Mike Higgins. How you doing, Mike?
I just want to say I'm not nervous, and just let me know when the show starts. I'll take a breath.
Okay, I will. It didn't start yet. And also with us is Sal El Charfa. How are you, Sal?
I'm fine, David.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us is Debbie from that great movie, Debbie Does Dining. Actually, you'll be reading Debbie's reviews of restaurants in the Taxi Insider newspaper starting in April. And where can you see the Taxi Insider newspaper, Mike?
Yes, you can go out to the JFK main lot.
Where can you see it online?
You can see it on nyctaxinews.com. Thank you very much. And in case anybody didn't hear that, nyctaxinews.com. Thank you.
So we were out of the restaurant this evening. Nice little place on 2nd Avenue. And we were sitting by the window. And on 2nd Avenue, you have the bus lane. You have a couple of lanes of traffic. You have parking. And then you have the dedicated bike lane. So you would figure that most of the bicycles would be riding in the bike lane where they're supposed to ride. In the one-hour meal I had, I counted 18 bicyclists not going in the bike lane. You ready for this? 9 were on the other side riding the bus lane. 5 were riding in the middle of the street. 2 were going the wrong way up the avenue. And 2, drum roll please, were riding on the sidewalk.
Woo-hoo!
On the sidewalk, 18 that I noticed on one corner in 1 hour. What do we have bike lanes for? What do we have bike lanes for? You know, we have, you know, Sadiq Khan, the former commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation, wrote a book. And, you know, I mean, you remember her, Sadiq Khan. She was known as the Bicycle Lady. People called her. She added 400 miles of new bike lanes. You know, she participated in the largest bike sharing system. She converted 60 plazas into spaces, repurposed 180 acres of asphalt for pedestrians and bike use. So she has a new book. I'm not going to give you the name of it right now. But, you know, her comments were things like this. This is a quote. Where bikes are perceived as a nuisance, it's often just a symptom of outdated street design, which ultimately serve no one well. So if you better want better streets for everyone, start by building a bike lane. Well, that's not what our friends who listen to the show, who are locksmiths in Manhattan, keep telling me. They're telling me their customers can't park. There's no parking. Yeah. On the right, you got the bus lane. On the left, you have the bike lane. And instead of a whole block of parking for 20 cars, you got 3 spots. It, because of designated left-hand lanes. It's nuts. And there I am tonight. I didn't expect this. I was going to talk about something else. 18 bikes not in the bike lane. Everywhere else. Oh, yeah, there were some in the bike lane. Don't get me wrong. A lot of bikes were within the law. Most of them without helmets, of course. But in bus lanes, on the sidewalk, in the street, going the wrong way, and 3 of them were electric bikes that have been outlawed by the city council. I mean, come on. No one's enforcing anything down there. One corner, one restaurant, 1 hour. Bikes are a joke. Of course, the Salters were out early, And now I hear we're going to get 1 to 4 inches in New York City of snow, just to let you folks know. But today is the first day of spring. Happy spring. We're having a snowstorm. Hey.
I think it's 1 to 2 feet of salt right now. That's what they have on the streets.
This is the earliest spring, guys and ladies, in our lifetime. Forget March 21st. We always knew it was March 21st. And you know why? The reason is because in 2000, we allowed a leap year to happen instead of skipping it. We're supposed to skip it in 2000, but we had it. Okay? So, for you gardeners, we're going to talk about everything here, and of course, transportation. You know, we've already talked about the new book from Sadiq Khan. You know, another one of her quotes, by the way, about buses. Buses can alter the balance of transportation power in a matter of months. We have seen the future of urban mass transportation, and it's a bus. Did she see the survey where one of the buses goes 1.5 miles an hour or something, right?
If they're lucky.
Yeah, if they're lucky.
They need a push.
All right. Better streets for walking, biking, and buses are some of the fastest, yet also some of the least costly transformative strategies. And here we go. On congestion pricing, which all but disappeared under Mayor Bloomberg, by charging motorists the true cost of their trip and investing the revenue in more and better transit options, like buses, cities can level the playing field and provide better choices for getting around. I remain convinced it's not a matter of if, but when congestion pricing will be achieved in New York City. Congestion pricing. You know, if they don't charge taxis or for hire vehicles, it's not such a bad idea. The private cars, you know, $10 a shot, okay. Now the people who drive for a living can actually get somewhere. You know, even with the extra 47,000 vehicles over the last 3 years that are for hire. You know, which don't cause traffic, according to the for-hire transportation study that we talked about here. Anyway, the last quote I'll give you from Sadiq Khan's book is, we heard concerns, but data showed...
It depends how old you are, you know.
...that these changes made streets safer. And GPS data from millions of taxi trips confirmed that traffic moved as well or better following street interventions. Now, you two guys are out there on the streets every day and every night. Since the bus lanes have been added, I'm sorry, the bike lanes have been added, since the pedestrian malls have been added, is traffic moving the same as it was before?
Well,
I can't hear you if you shake your head. How about some words
we
here?
Both nodded. Never. I feel sometimes like one day they're going to have a dog lane also.
Like, a dog lane?
Yeah.
Please don't tell them. Don't tell them about a dog lane. That'll be the next
Another
thing.
Another few years. You never know.
Dog lane, yeah.
Oh, I have some bad news about my dog. My dog had a seizure last night. I was up all night with the dog. My gosh, you know, he's 11 years old. And if we're taking him to the hospital, I would have wanted a dog lane for emergencies.
There you go.
Fine by me. Yeah.
There we go.
Well, I'll tell you one thing with the bike lanes. It's when are they going to register and insure bicycle riders? Because everybody's registered, everybody's insured, and these bikes are going 30 and 40 miles an hour. Is there anything on the radar to register and insure bicycles, at least in Manhattan Central Business District? Because you got people getting... like hit by bicycles, the bikes are going 30 miles an hour. You know, we're supposed to go 25.
You know, when they hit a car or a taxi, you're responsible.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely, right away.
It's your fault right away.
You have insurance, that's why.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know, Mike, I've been a proponent of licensing them, getting them license plates. When they go through, when they're going wrong way on Second Avenue, or when they're riding in the street or the bus lanes, what happens to a cab driver if he's in the bus lane, Sal?
Well, ticket right away.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bicycles, hey, we
it's
have
okay
it right away.
Yeah.
They have a sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Similar.
I also like, you know, every time there is like accident by a bicycle, they never mention it on the radio. I've saw a couple of them, and they don't put them on the news at all. And another thing, you come by, like the second day, you see they painted a white bicycle as if like something happened.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And flowers. And, of course, the guy died.
Well, I'll tell you, they have to do something because these bicycles, they're so, you talk about Uber cars flooding the streets. They got bicycles flooding the streets. And these delivery guys, they never have like a bunch of deliveries in the same bike. It's always 50 bikes for 50 bags of food. So we got like this flood of chaos in the street. Everybody's going mad!
And in New York City, like the bikes.
All right.
How many times you use the bicycle? Like only 5 weeks?
Yeah.
5 weeks a year? Yeah. And the rest of the week it's snowing, it's cold, it's windy, it's always problems.
Mm-hmm.
I want to reach out and shout out to the hoodies from Haverstraw and the Harborettes from Haverstraw. They danced the night away at the Harbors on St. Patty's Night. It was a great St. Patty's Day party, and we wish Renee Comack well. You know, she's very modest, so we won't tell anybody that she fell down the stairs and hurt herself. Get well soon. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. This is a live show. Be careful what you write. I may not read it over the air. Okay, here's our first update on the Van Wyck construction. For those of you who've ever tried to drive within the last 5 years to Kennedy Airport, you might notice as you get to the Van Wyck Expressway from the Grand Central, there's a little bit of traffic. Here's some information for you, because there's been construction going on. 5.5 years have gone by, and drivers have had enough, but they're going to have to take more. The state admits one of the projects that's been going on since 2010 is now 21 months behind schedule and $9 million over budget.
Yeah, well, that's
maybe
impressive.
They run out of the money, probably.
You see, they're starting to get to it.
Yeah.
So after 6 years, they're almost 2 years behind schedule.
Yeah.
The faster I go, the slower I get. The slower I go, the farther I get. I don't understand this. Now, the Department of Transportation of New York City said, well, it's because it's a complicated project that's broken into three contracts. You think you could have thought about that before you gave out the contracts?
Yeah.
But it's not just the Van Wyck over there. You have the Jackie Robinson Parkway, you have the Grand Central Parkway, you have Union Turnpike, and the Van Wyck all meeting at the Kew Gardens interchange. And you know how many vehicles go by there every day? 500,000. 500,000 vehicles every day. You know, I happen to work in the Melrose Credit Union building, and I face the beautiful Van Wyck Expressway. You know, not where the waterfalls and the palm trees are, but where the construction is. And that's why I get to work at 6:30 in the morning. I beat all that stuff. But by 7:30, I look out the window, there's traffic both ways.
Well, I got to tell you, Dave, I think the economy is coming back because I saw, like, the crackhead who sleeps on the side of the road by the Van Wyck. He's up to shoot two shopping carts now instead of just one. So that's a very good economic indicator.
Now, they say phase one should be done by the end of the year. But phase three, which is the final phase of the Van Wyck, it won't start until this summer. So there we go again. That's the update on the Van Wyck Expressway. Gloria, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
Okay. Question of the day. Well, I have to vent out. Why is it that the city keeps ignoring the commitment that they made to all yellow taxi medallion owners? My husband comes home complaining that Uber, Lyft, blah, 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 they're taking all the taxi stands. He cannot get anything on the taxi stands if he wants the relief. He has to pay $3-4 to a meter so he could do anything to go eat lunch or bathroom or whatnot. It's getting to be ridiculous the way the city is handling all of all this traffic, the ops, the transportation.
I think it's more the way the city isn't handling their responsibility to follow the laws. And the laws are yellow cabs pick up street hails in Manhattan. That's the way it is below 96th Street. Yellow cabs pick up street hails in Manhattan. And I was lucky enough with Sal here and Mike here. We went to a luncheon at the Queens Chamber of Commerce, and NYPD Commissioner Bratton was there, and before he left, he was accessible, and he promised me that he will work on something called an illegal street hail task force. He will look into it, because he realized that when he became NYPD Commissioner in 1994, guess what he instituted? An illegal street hail task force. So, if you want to get it done, speak to your local politicians. Tell them, we need an illegal street hail task force. If you're picking up street hails illegally, you should be fined. Your car should be impounded. You know, that the city council, by the end of the month, is going to be voting on a package of new bills. And one of the bills is raising the fines for illegal street hails. Right now, the first offense is $500. That's going to go to $2,000. The second is going to go to $4,000. The third time you get picked up, you get caught picking up a street hail illegally, $10,000, and you lose your DMV license. And it
wow.
needs to be enforced, because the same way I saw 18 bicyclists not complying with the law and the rules in 1 hour, okay, if I was standing on the corner with my hand up, you can bet dollars to donuts, as the expression goes, 18 vehicles other than yellow cabs would have stopped to pick me up. There's no consequences. People think they're entitled to do it, and they're not entitled to do it. We need...
But they lost respect already.
And that's why drivers are leaving the yellow taxi industry, because, hey, why should I, you know, why should I invest in a medallion? Why should I drive a yellow cab? I can drive one of these things and pick up street hails and not get caught. Of course, the Taxi Limousine Commission, you know, did give out 6,800 legal street hail summonses in Manhattan last year, and a total of 24,000 in the whole city last year. So, you know, the odds are, you know, pretty good that you're not going to get caught. They did 9,000 at the airports. But my gosh, you know, we need enforcement of the rules. You can put a penalty of $1 million out there. $1 million. And you know what? If there's no enforcement, it doesn't make a difference.
Any sense, yeah.
Gloria.
Doesn't make a difference.
Thank you for listening and calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Say something. Can he? He wants... Hello?
I'm listening.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
Time's up. Oh, gee. Hey, what do you guys want to do while she's finding her husband? Anybody have to go to the bathroom?
Maybe bottles of beer on the wall. Maybe bottles of beer.
Okay. You know what? We'll get back to Gloria, Noah. Let me take the next call. I want to take, actually, Harold, the locksmith. Harold, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I haven't spoken to you in a while.
You know, we mentioned the Manhattan locksmiths before, you know.
Yes, I did pick up on that. Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. When you were having dinner tonight on 2nd Avenue, wherever you were, I guess you were probably downtown, I think.
6th Street.
Where were you?
6th Street.
Oh, you're okay. You're all the way down the village. Did you notice the lights on the corner? You got that bicycle lane, they cut your lane in half, you can get maybe 3-4 cars parked in there, then you've got the turning lane. You want to make that left turn, you want to go east to 1st Avenue. Did you look at the traffic lights? You've got a blinking yellow light which indicates for the vehicles to turn left. You've got the green light for the bicycle which means go south, down 2nd Avenue. It is absolutely, totally confusing. They've done this up on 1st in the 50s. And for the life of me, I can't figure out when I can go left, when I can go straight. Obviously, I've got to stop at the red light. It is totally confusing, Dave. They've screwed this up totally.
And not only is it confusing, but if you're a vehicle that wants to make a left turn and there's more than three cars, guess what? You're blocking a lane of traffic. On the way down, and it was 9th Avenue again, there was a delivery truck on the right side in a traffic lane, and there were cars making left turn lanes backed up. There was one lane of flowing traffic, folks, on 9th Avenue, and this is on a Sunday afternoon. There was traffic.
Yeah. One thing I want to ask, like with these stores, does this guy have a store, like a locksmith store?
I do, yes.
Okay. The one thing I noticed is, when they put all these bike lanes in, it's very difficult for a driver to jump out of his car, jump into a store, and jump out. Because it used to be you could double park for a couple minutes, and I can only imagine how many sales you guys have lost from these bike lanes where people just can't hop in and hop out of stores.
They don't care.
That's absolutely very true, but also you can't even get a delivery. Think about it.
Oh, my
God. You've got the bike lane. You've got 3 feet to the right of the bike lane. I don't know what that lane is about. You've got the parking lane. Now you've got the trucks making deliveries. So they're out there one, two. They're three lanes out in the avenue. And then all the way on the right side, you have the dedicated bus lane. Who thought this through?
Sadiq Khan. She just wrote a book. She's making millions of bucks. Bloomberg's good friend.
Yeah. Who thought this through? This is not ludicrous. This is insane. It's just stupid.
You know what this is? This is the revenge of Khan. That's what this is.
For the three Star Wars, Star Trek fans.
Star Trek, yes. Little shout out.
All right, Harold. Thanks for calling in. And we agree with you and our sympathies. We feel it on the road. We feel it in our cars. And it's just nuts. Okay. The lights are lighting up. Let's take Charles. Charles, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, your thing about the Van Wyck construction, they've been doing the Gowanus for over 20 years. What they do is they pour bad cement on flimsy metal, so it breaks up every 6 months. You know, the mafia contractors, L'Aquila.
they keep trying.
There's no mafia Empire. In New York. That's what I keep hearing.
All they
There's
do
no
is
mafia.
Trying.
Empire Transit Mix. And I was in a community meeting with the press there, and I pointed this out, and nobody has done anything about it.
Well, Gridlock Sam has been complaining about that, the Gowanus, the overpass there, overlooking downtown Manhattan, you know, the interlevers are rusting, and he's waiting for the whole thing to collapse. The city is on notice, and they're not doing a damn thing about it. Oh, they repaved the whole East River Drive, you know, and I tip my hat to the mayor, especially since he takes the East River Drive from Gracie Mansion to City Hall. You know, now he has a nice, smooth road, but somebody's got to look at that BQE. You know, you're right, especially since they're overpaying with overtime a lot of people. Did you know this, Charles? At the New York City Department of Transportation, there's been an investigation focusing on agency workers who collected six figures in overtime checks alone last year. Now, I won't mention any names, but a guy, David Russell, a supervisor of highway repairs, allegedly in this article, his base salary is $82,000. He made a total of almost $260,000with overtime. Out of the 68 workers citywide who earned more than $100,000 in overtime, 32 of them were employed by the transportation department. Do we see a trend here? Okay. And, you know, I wouldn't talk about anybody's integrity, but the article also says that Russell was one of 28 municipal workers charged 17 years ago in a double-dipping scheme for allegedly collecting unemployment benefits while working on the government payroll. You know, fine man back then, and I'm sure he works very hard to earn $260,000 for $82,000.
Yep.
You know, how many cab drivers earn $82,000, okay, with no chance of making more money? How about you, Charles? You think that's fair?
No. The guy's sitting on his butt collecting it, too.
Charles, thanks for listening to calling the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it.
You know, Dave, if I may, I keep interrupting. Is that okay? It's part of my charm.
No, it's not okay, but go ahead.
Anyway, I just like to throw it out there. With this Revenge of Khan, Revenge of Sadiq Khan, still, like she's gone, but her street stuff remains. All these paintings and lanes... I don't see anything for wheelchair people. They keep ragging on us about wheelchair cars and wheelchair vans. I have yet to see anything painted on the street with the wheelchair logo or a space where you can drop and pick up wheelchair accessible passengers. So the bicycle people got carte blanche, but what about stuff for the wheelchair folks? When is that going to happen, if ever?
Well, considering every wheelchair accessible vehicle except the MV1 is rear loaded, they're going to have to actually make a flow of traffic lane or a parking lane, at least two or three car lanes, for one vehicle that's accessible to extend the ramp. So you're talking, you know, space is very important here. I mean, for, you know, Sadiq Khan, it's okay to give space to bicycles to take away parking, and it's okay to give space for bike lanes and take away parking with dedicated bike lanes. But if the disabled... who are in wheelchairs need to get in a vehicle, you are absolutely right. You know, yellow taxis, 50% of them, say that again, Dave, 50% of them over the next few years are now in the midst. Right now, as vehicles are retired, they're buying wheelchair-accessible taxi cabs. And there's no room and no designated areas for anyone in a wheelchair to get into an accessible vehicle and pull out a ramp.
Until they figure it out, though.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, what we need is we need a Sadiq Khan of the disabled community running, having a voice at the Department of Transportation. That's what we really need.
Yeah.
David, that's me. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Okay.
I wanted to just talk, you had the lawyer on last month for the federal case.
I had him on last week.
Last week, I'm sorry. And he brought up the fact that, I saw this ad myself, that Uber is their ad basically literally says, put your hand down, Uber is 15% less than a yellow cab. Okay? But I wanted to remind people that when they first started here, their ad was, hell no. So from day one, these guys have directly targeted yellow cabs. And so the argument that they're not, you know, the same is ridiculous.
Well, it's ironic you should say the slogan is...
That's Mike, by the way, speaking.
Yeah, that the slogan is, put your hand down, because they do have some rule changes. Is that the segue, right?
We'll get to it. Yeah.
Put your arm down or something, yeah.
You know, you were right about hell no, though. You remember that at the beginning, right?
Yeah, Dave, I remember seeing that on a subway and just being, like, in total shock. So I'm saying to myself, wow, there's an illegal taxi fleet directly competing with us and claiming that they're not taxis and they don't have to pay for a medallion.
Well, this is crazy, because, I mean, I've yet to understand how this thing got this far that fast.
E-hails or street hails? Technology is moving faster than laws and rules and regulations, and regulators may not know what to do. They're doing a lot of little things to help. And don't give up, you know, let me tell you something. There are little things that are happening, but the big picture is, we have to buy accessible vehicles. You talked about it, Mike.
Yep.
The city's not planning for it, any place to pick them up. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like drive ambulances, but we have no emergency lanes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no places for these accessible vehicles to actually safely put someone in a wheelchair into an accessible vehicle.
Zero places for these poor people to get
and
picked up.
And you take a company like Uber, you know, who's expanding and exploding, they don't have one accessible vehicle on the road.
Yeah.
You know, is that fair?
Nope.
Is that fair?
Nope.
And they live by different rules than we live by. And and speaking of rules, by the way, Dave, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. And by the way, the Taxi Limousine Commission is holding a public hearing on new proposed rules on April 21st. That'll be April 21st in Lower Manhattan on Beaver Street at 10 a.m. And some of the things they'll talk about is the enhanced exclusionary zone for enforcement. They're going to end vehicle affiliation with suspended bases. A lot of these guys that you see, you know, illegally picking up street hails, they're with a base that's been suspended, and they're working. If the base has been suspended, they're going to have to belong to a base that's not suspended. Okay? They're going to simplify the penalty section of the for hire vehicles for data collection, because some companies aren't giving the right data to the Taxi and Limousine Commission. I wonder who that could be. They're going to remove the licenses be turned in before suspension begins. In other words, if you're suspended, well, we're not going to suspend you if you're an FHV driver until you turn in your FHV license. So if you don't turn in your FHV license, you never got suspended. It's stupid. They're going to change that rule and make it work. They're going to update forfeiture rules. A vehicle subject to forfeiture if the owner has violated certain provisions of the administrative code two or more times within the last 3 years, then they're going to start impounding those cars again. And Mike, this is your favorite. They're going to define sexual harassment and unwanted sexual contract. They're going to provide clear definitions of sexual harassment and unwanted sexual contact.
Contract. The contract, I wish. Well, I'll tell you, the unwanted sexual contact, the door swings both ways, literally and figuratively, let me tell you. Because I've been hit on many times, and I'm sick of it, I got to tell you. No, but the thing is, it gets fast and loose in the cab sometimes. At night, like after midnight, you got people who are drunk, and they're having conversations. And sometimes things get a little frisky, but you can't put your hands on people. But And that's a big butt. I just want to say if somebody...
Hey, let's not talk about big butts yet.
With one T. But I just want to say what is going on here. You get into First Amendment stuff where you have a right to free speech. I mean, if you say something stupid, you should get a fine or get thrown out of the business. But if you're just, like, having a little chat or flirting or something like that, it shouldn't be over the top. And they even get into, like, really raw, specific stuff that they're passing a law against. I don't know if you want to say it, because I'm a big chicken. You want to say it?
No, you say it.
Okay. Well, there are specific language in the TLC law that they're not going to allow any driver...
Or passenger
to, I forget the word, but they use
ejaculate.
The word, ejaculate, yes.
You're not allowed.
There is no more, you're not allowed to ejaculate
so
in
before,
a cab.
We're going to go to a just commercial so you know. Now. When we come back, we'll have our friend Jim Peach, who wrote that great taxi joke book, and he'll tell us the latest taxi joke. But based on what Mike just said, all you passengers out there, you're going to have to stop ejaculating.
Keep it tucked, folks. The party's over.
What am I saying? I'm on live radio. This is nuts. Okay, we have a lot more to talk about. We'll get to all everybody calling 1-800-321-0710. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more.
Oh, yeah, my good Lord. Oh, yeah.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Giffen has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
I'm going down the line,
going down the line,
going down the line.
Gonna beat it on down the line. I don't like the way this show is going. Welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And right now, our weekly caller, Jim Peach. Jim, how are you?
Dave, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Why don't you tell people about your newest book?
Well, it's called The New York City Cab Driver's Best Joke Book Ever, and it's the best of the best of the jokes that I collected while I was driving a cab.
All right, let's hear one of them right now.
Well, you know, I was going to tell you one thing, but after that last conversation, I switched over. I have a joke for you.
We're all going to lower it down just a notch.
So this woman gets into a cab, and they start driving a little bit, and finally the driver says, you know, you're really beautiful. If I offered you $50, would you spend the night with me? She says, how dare you? Well, what do you think you're doing? I'm going to report you. He says, wait a minute. Okay, suppose I looked like Brad Pitt, and I had a penthouse apartment in Trump Tower, and I offered you $2 million to spend one night with me. Would you do it then? She says, well, under those conditions, yeah, I would. He says, all right, so will you spend the night with me for $50? She says, what do you think I am? He says, we've established what you are. Now we're just dickering over price.
There you go. Jim, nice what's the name of the book and how can people get it?
Okay, it's the New York City Cab Driver's Best Joke Book Ever. You can get it by going to my website, which is nycabbyjokes, or you can get it through amazon.com.
And the name of the book again?
The New York City Cab Driver's Best Joke Book Ever.
Thanks a lot, Jim Peach.
Thank you, Dave.
On the Taxi Dave Show. There we go. All right, we have a bunch of people holding on the line. We'll get to everybody. Chabelle, let's go. You're on the line. You're on the line.
Good evening. Thanks for your time. The problem with the Vanwyck Expressway, it's not going to fix the problem, even if they finish the construction in that area, because you do have too many exits and entrances to the highway in short period of time. And the problem also on Brooklyn-Queens Expressway by Manhattan Bridge exit and Brooklyn Bridge exit and the Gowanus, because you do have the highway 3-lane, shrink to 2-lane, then 3, back to 2 and 3. And that's what creating the traffic problem. And one more thing about the Taxi and the Museum Commission. They're not doing the job as the enforcement on the streets in New York City. Until now, we still see a lot of people with a private license plate or Uber guys, they stop and they ask people for a ride.
That's why we have to hand it off to the NYPD and get them involved.
That's right. That's right.
We need an illegal street hail task force. That's what we need. Okay, 155 uniformed inspectors on 3 shifts, and some are out, some are inside, outside. You know, you can't patrol the whole city with 20 people, especially when I see 18 bike violations on one block in 1 hour. How many street hail violations are there? Chabelle, thank you for bringing up a lot of good points on the Taxi Dave Show. I was afraid of that. Go ahead.
About the book. You were talking about the former commissioner from DOT.
Oh, Senator Khan.
Yeah. She designed the traffic on purpose to choke up the traffic in New York City to tell New Yorkers, hey, look, there is not enough yellow cab to serve New Yorkers, but was someone behind that mess to bring Uber and Lyft and Via.
Did she tell you that personally?
She did not, but we are not stupid. We figured it out.
New Yorkers are not stupid, that's for sure. All right.
He's a New Yorker.
Why the new commissioner? She doesn't fix the problem.
She has her own problems.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Michael, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave, and good evening to your guests. Actually, Sharda stole some of my thunder. I was going to comment about the city council and passing laws about the illegal street hails. It doesn't matter if they make the fine $100,000. If there is nobody to catch those illegal hailers, nothing is going to happen. It's another law on the books. So, I mean, you see every day, there is more gypsy cab now than yellow cab on the road, and I think that's what they want. The old policy of Miss Khan is still going on, and the idea...
Everyone should make a living, Charbel.
We all got conned.
Yeah. Yes. Right. They want to drive the cab out of business, and we are going out of business.
Well, are you making less money now than you were last year?
Yes, I am. And the taxes approve it. We're not lying. They see that the DLC sees...
Every day, like $150 last year.
Just interrupt my guest, Sal. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's my job.
All right.
You know, I myself, I drive my own cab.
Aye.
And I put 14, 15 hours a day. And last year, in the year 2015, I was down almost $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
There isn't enough hours in the day to drive, you know. So we come home, we eat, we sleep, and get up and go back to work.
Well, God bless the hardworking workers who drive taxi cabs and have supported their families and helped service the people of the city of New York.
I got to tell you, I got my numbers back for the end of the year. I think I was off about at least 15%.
Really?
And I looked at
it. How about you?
20%.
You're down 20% from last year? You're down 15%?
Easy.
Mike is down $25,000. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that because of traffic or less fares or a combination?
Less of our friends at Uber, if you ask me. There was a whole, the Uber ectomy. Yes.
There's an email from Abe. I do believe the third offense For legal street hail would be revocation within 120 months, not 3 years, you previously stated. Can you confirm this? It was 10 years. They're going to knock it down to 24 months in the, from what I understand. Harold, okay, you were on the air. We don't need that email. This is from Steve. We're all observing what bicyclists do in New York City streets, but the NYPD is still busy with cab drivers. I see that every day when I'm driving, but they're ignoring bicyclists. It doesn't matter what they do on the streets. Something goes on with the jaywalkers and with the pedestrians, too. They're crossing all the time, and they do not wait for the green light. Pedestrians and bicyclists aren't regulated in New York City, but the police give them a free pass, and they are busy only with the licensed motorists like cab drivers. Why? I wish I had an answer for you, Steve, but that's what you see. Sal, Mike, do you see that on the streets, too? Who is NYPD giving tickets to mostly that you see?
Yellow cabs all the
really?
Time.
Really?
Yeah. That's the easiest target.
What about you, Mike? What do you see?
We're the easy pinch, but I have, in fact, seen within the last few weeks, they are going after the illegal street hails, which was something they weren't doing for a long time. So shout out to the NYPD for at least doing something now.
Okay. Well, a friend of mine wanted to remind me that I used to call her Genghis Khan on my last radio show. So thanks for the reminder. Really, really appreciate it. And I just want to also shout out to Jacqueline. Jacqueline finished her last series of chemo, and she is all better. Let's hear it for Jacqueline. All right. Man, that's right. Yeah, you know, if you can't go out, you're going to listen to the Taxi Dave Show, right?
Yeah.
We help everybody. 800-321-0710, taxihail at AOL.com. Aaron, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, David. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you this week?
Good. David, I called you for two reasons.
What's the first reason?
The first reason is this handicap accessible vehicles, the law. I mean, do they know how many handicapped people take taxi?
Yes, they do. What's your next question? I'll get into that in a second. Go ahead.
Okay. The second thing was not a question, but to inform you about that Uber accident that I called you about 4 weeks ago.
Go ahead.
They denied both claims.
Okay.
For the kid as well as for the passenger.
So tell our listeners again what happened.
A high school kid came home, saw his father's car.
Oh, I heard this, yeah.
And he took the car out illegally, took a Uber call, and then got into an accident.
Oof.
Yeah. And they both are in the hospital.
I wonder if his father gave him permission to do it. So
father
the driver who was not registered, did he register with Uber the call, or was he just picking it up like this? Oh, he took an Uber call, you said.
Was it Uber through Uber call?
He took an Uber call. Wasn't
got into an accident, and then the guy from Uber called you after me and represent that Uber will pay for the passenger, but they did not. They denied. And because it's a community accident, that's why I know it very.
I guess you live on Long Island.
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. We have an insider here on Long Island. Aaron, I got to thank you for bringing that to our attention. So the primary carrier wouldn't cover it, and Uber's insurance wouldn't cover it. Is that
now
what you're saying?
Now the guy's house is for sale.
Wow.
Good luck.
That's sure. Good. Hey, good. Yeah. That's we're paving the golden road to unlimited devotion. Come work for us. You'll make tons of money.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks a lot for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Keep calling. You have good information.
Thanks a lot for scaring the heck out of Uber drivers everywhere. Good Lord.
William. We'll take your call before we go to a break. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You're on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How are you, Dave?
I'm fine. How are you? How are the kids? Come on. What's up?
Okay. This is what happened. Okay. Tuesday, right? I had to use the restroom.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I dropped my passenger in Grand Central. So when I turned on 42nd and 30, there's a taxi stand right there.
Right.
Okay. That taxi stand was full in Uber or Lyft or whatever beer, full in them, right? Meanwhile, yellow cabs was double parked, waiting for them to move. Listen to this. Then you see police, traffic controller there, and they don't make them move. I don't understand why they don't enforce the law.
What was the question?
Well, the fact is that if a yellow taxi stands, they should be for yellow taxis.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Okay. Amen. These guys don't want to drive around in circles, which actually they're supposed to do. Oh, let me park in the yellow taxi stand. It's least resistance. And nobody's enforcing any laws. It's like, yeah, park there. And you know what, Sal and Mike and listeners? That's why yellow cab drivers are getting tickets. Hey, what's this yellow cab blocking traffic for? He has to take a leak. He wants to park his car. Is that a crime in this city?
I'm waiting for them to make a size 54 large box of Huggies. That's what I'm waiting for. Because it's gotten to that.
Oh, when we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned. We're out of control, folks.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that. See that girl, barefoot in the gold, whistling and singing, she's a carry on.
Taxi Dave Show is back. You know, Metro North, the customers and employees injuries increased in 2015. Customers injuries, spit it out, Dave. Customers injuries grew by over 30%. And according to the statistics, there were 360 customer injuries on Metro North in 2015. That's one a day.
Yeah.
That's one a day. Kind of like the vitamins we used to take, one a day. And we have the chairman of the New York City Transportation Committee from the New York City Council, Adonis Rodriguez. He's been on the show before, as a lot of politicians have been. Our goal is bold and straightforward: to make Earth Day, Friday, April 22nd, a car-free day in New York City, and we'll do it! He wants to emulate Paris, okay? He urged 1.4 million New Yorkers with cars to abstain from using them just for one day. You hear that, all those disabled people who take wheelchair-accessible vehicles? The chairman of the city council doesn't want any cars on Earth Day. Whether the mayor himself would abstain from driving was not immediately clear. But in conjunction with Chairman Rodriguez's plan, City Bike will offer some free rides, and the new school will host a bike to campus day. And the New York Water Taxi, who's now going out of business thanks to Mayor Bloomberg, will offer free all-day access passes. So that's some stuff going on. And Rodriguez did say one other thing. Single occupancy car usage is one of the least efficient ways of getting around. That's right. So from Orange County, where I live, to Jamaica, Queens, New York, an hour and a half at 5 in the morning, find me a more effective and efficient way to go without taking four trains, without taking three trains and two buses, without taking a ferry, a train, and another train. I mean, come on. Some people just have no choice. They must drive in. And you know what? I feel so great because I've been taking the Tappan Zee Bridge for $5 and screwing the Port Authority out of the other 10. All right.
Let me ask you, with this new TLC driver conduct rule, are they going to make us get a sunroof now?
Are we going back to that?
That's all I've been thinking about.
Well, I have a story about that.
A story about that?
Yeah.
You're a better man than me.
You know, if you're at Lover's Lane, the sunroof, open it up. You need the extra room sometimes.
There you go.
Anyway.
Sometimes.
What are we talking about? Let's take Henry. Henry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, can you hear me? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. My question is about what you had mentioned a minute ago, the Tappan Zee Bridge. I read recently in a magazine article that the New York State Legislature and Governor Cuomo signed into law a situation where toll booths will be eliminated on the Tappan Zee Bridge, and the fares will be scanned by license plate, and the fare will be mailed to the owner of the vehicle. Is that true, yes or no? Is that currently in effect on the Tappan Zee Bridge?
It'll be one speeding easy pass bridge. If you have Easy Pass, you have to do nothing. If you don't have Easy Pass, the idea, they feel, is instead of stopping traffic to pay for cash or to make excuses or to stop, you just keep going through, and the check is in the mail. They'll get in touch with you by mail. That's going to be conjunctive with a New York State law that's going to say if you don't answer three summonses within a certain amount of time that they've sent to you, they're going to revoke your DMV license. So it's going to force people to actually pay the toll by mail if you don't have Easy Pass, or really force you to get Easy Pass. And I was just speaking to someone about that today. You know, my replenishment amount is like $400, and you know, it says low balance. When I get down to 160, there's millions and millions of people like me. How much money are they holding, man, and making money on? A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, Henry, I hope that answers your question. You will use your Easy Pass.
I just want to jump in. Before I forget, I want to say that there are a lot of incentives now for the wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Apparently, since January 1st, they are starting to get some of that fund money out from the 30 cents a trip. So the cabbies and the taxi owners might want to start looking into that, because last year it was nothing. This year it's something, which is better than nothing, from what I understand.
Speaking of New York State, Cuomo now has pledged that the MTA is adding 2,042 state-of-the-art buses to its fleet over the next 5 years. Why are they state-of-the-art? Because you can charge your phone and they'll have Wi-Fi. Okay, so that now the state is contributing $8.3 billion to the MTA's $26.1 billion capital program over the next 4 years. There you go. 2,000 state-of-the-art buses coming. You're going to see 75 of them start in the second and third quarter of this year in Queens, and then slowly more in Brooklyn, Bronx, and Manhattan. Okay, we did hit a record number of tourists. 59.7 million is predicted by the end of this year. And, you know, the city wants to bring it to 67 million visitors by 2021. We need more cabs out there. We need less cars out there. We need our streets back. Come on, riding bicycles. In 1 hour, in one place, I see 18 bicyclists going the wrong way, in the street, in the bus lanes, on the sidewalk. Come on. You know, This is New York City. It's nice to have bike lanes where we need them. So maybe certain times, you know, may designate a lane here and there, but this is nuts. People can't park. Businessmen can't have customers. They can't get deliveries. It just doesn't really make sense anymore at every place where there are bike lanes in New York City.
They look ugly some places also.
Okay. Yeah, kind of let's take Frank. Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. My concern is the passing lanes. At the airport, they say we shouldn't load or unload passengers in the passing lanes. Don't let them do that. But it's also important that the driver not walk into the passing lanes when he's going to
I don't know. Explain what a passing lane is.
Well, passing lane would be where the traffic is. Let's say you parked on the right side of the road and your driver's side door is on the traffic side where traffic passes by. So you're busy in the back of your car loading luggage. People get into your car on the curbside. Then you think you walk around onto the passing lane to get to your driver's side door, and that's where you leave yourself vulnerable to the possibility of somebody not paying enough attention and not gauging their distances and spaces properly and getting much too close to you as they pass around you. I've had that happen 4 times at the airport, at certain terminals where you park on the right side of the road. You got to come around to the driver's side door, and these guys are jumping in with their one bag, and the guy gets in the back, and I've got a big Highlander, and I've got 4 big heavy bags, if not 5 or 6, and I'm kind of exhausted. My arms are feeling a little heavy. I try to come around to the driver's side door, and the guy is whipping around me and nearly took off my door at Terminal 1 once.
Frank, I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. We're out of time. Douglas, Frank, Marie, Sandy, please call back next week. Thank you, all you callers. Thank you, Michael, Sal. Thank you, Debbie. We'll get to you next week. This is the Taxi Dave Show. This is the place to be on Sunday nights. And I got to go now. Take me home and watch out for those bike lanes.
This has been a podcast from WOR.